Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. The last half hour of 2024. Wow. New Year's Eve. Looking forward to the new year coming in at the stroke of midnight tonight. 2025 will be here. What were we able to accomplish in 2024? Well, President Trump, J.D. Vance, coming in to the White House on January 20th, we've talked about all the things that they have planned that they are going to do, all the changes that are going to be happening in Washington. Kind of an interesting twist, a little side story. We all know that President Jimmy Carter passed away, age 100. The funeral is going to be January 9th. It will be after the Electoral College votes on January 6th, prior to the inauguration of Donald Trump on January 20th. But according to national flag laws, the country is technically in mourning of the passing of President Jimmy Carter. As a result, Joe Biden has ordered all flags to be flown at half staff for the next 30 days. So, on January 20th, 8 days before the expiration of this edict from Joe Biden, the flags at the Capitol will be at half staff when Donald Trump is sworn in. Story came to my attention to the radio station this morning that it is the plan of the fake news media to include as many flag shots as they possibly can in their national coverage of the inauguration, making it look like, not only to the country but to the world watching, that the country is in mourning because of Donald Trump's inauguration as our 47th president. Many of the left-leaning Democrats are claiming that this is karma. This is the visual that Donald Trump deserves when he gets sworn in as the 47th president. Of course, the media is not going to mention the flags being at half staff because of the flag law of the passing of a former president. They're going to try to make it look like the country's in mourning because of Donald Trump being sworn in. That's how pathetic these Democrats are over his victory. Going to the state level here in the state of Michigan, we now will have officially, starting tomorrow, starting when the next legislative session begins in Lansing, we will have gridlock for the next 2 years here in Michigan. That's if the next incoming speaker, Matt Hall, has the agenda to stand up against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's liberal agenda, fight her on wasteful spending, on these bureaucratic agencies' funds, these economic development funds that she wants, whether or not he's willing to give them to her? Or is he going to play the political game and say, okay, I'll give you this if you give me this, and try to actually work with the governor for the next 2 years on a bipartisan basis? Personally, Matt, I say no, don't do it. You've got the majority, a bigger majority than they had for the last 2 years, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. You don't have to play ball with her. Force her to live within her means when it comes to fiscal spending in the next upcoming budget that you guys should begin next week. The budget's going to have to be passed before 4th of July this coming summer for fiscal year ending in 2026. Well, it's time to do some cutting. Governor's not going to like it. The Senate, still controlled by two seats, 20 to 18 in the state Senate, they're not going to like it. Well, too bad. Too bad. See, you have to understand that this is a process. Elections have consequences. You have the ability to say, no, we're not going to waste the taxpayers' money on those items. Well, let's see. Let's see if, in fact, Matt Hall stands up to the governor, or is he going to play ball? That's going to be interesting. Next, local communities. Newly elected sheriffs in counties, Sheboygan, Emmett, Antrim. We have new sheriffs in town. We have new county commissioners coming on board. We have new county clerks. We have new people involved at the local level, townships, cities, and villages. Well, you have to look at something, and you have to see where you feel compelled to participate. I would ask you to start going to your local meetings, whether it's school board meetings, your township meetings, better yet, your county commissioners meetings. That's where you are most impacted at the local level. Now, we're pretty excited here in Antrim because we have a new majority of commissioners, I believe, are going to be fiscally responsible in the running of the county business here in Antrim. We're going to have a new chair of the board. We're going to have a new county clerk. We're going to have new things happening in our county. One of the things that you have to understand, this is a process, and it all starts with new leadership. Just like we have new leadership with Donald Trump coming in to Washington back in the Oval Office, new leadership in Lansing in the State House. But what it ultimately leads to, folks, is the midterm election in 2026. You have to understand that the governor, the senators, and all the state representatives will be up for election, re-election, in 2026. When it comes to the governor's race, it'll be a new election. Thank God Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term limited out. She's gone. She will not be able to run in 2026. Who ultimately is going to be the Democrat candidate will be determined in the primary. Already announced, independent candidate Mike Duggan from Detroit, the current mayor. Question is going to be, who is going to be the Republican? Because this process to elect a new governor is critical to the direction of the state. On the state Senate side, it's going to be an opportunity to take back the majority in the Senate for the Republicans, who are going to be the candidates running for state senator. Some of these state senators, I believe John DeMuth is not going to run for re-election. I firmly believe, and I'm waiting for them to prove me wrong, Congressman Jack Bergman is going to announce his retirement from Congress and endorse John DeMuth to go to Washington. The 2026 37th state Senate seat will be an open primary race with no incumbent state senator. Bergman, DeMuth, prove me wrong. In that process, if they get back the majority, along with the Republicans keeping the majority in the House, and we get a Republican governor, we can do at the state level, folks, exactly what Donald Trump is doing in Washington, D.C. We can fix our state. Well, Donald Trump is going to be lowering fuel prices, lowering taxes, negotiating trade deals, putting tariffs on foreign countries that are taking advantage of us from the marketplace, paying down our national debt with their foreign tariff dollars, the economy starting to boom again, new businesses opening, more jobs becoming available at higher rates of pay, benefits, everything improving, the stock market going to new highs we haven't even seen. I saw one story yesterday under Donald Trump. They're talking by the end of the first year, the Dow Jones might be over 50,000. All new records, all new highs. The amount of incoming corporations to the United States Treasury is going to be increased. They're projecting anywhere from 20 to 30% in the first year. Why? Not only are they going to keep the Trump tax cuts in place, they're lowering corporate taxes. They're going to get rid of taxation us of our income, employment for overtime. This is going to be absolutely amazing, the golden age of America that starts on January 20th. We need to prepare for the same thing for the state of Michigan for 2026, and it all begins this year, 2025. Couple of text messages coming in, I'll check them out. Final segment today's show, final segment of the year, we'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of this year. Text messages coming in during the break. Brett Gooding, Emmett County Commissioner, good friend, longtime patriot brother, says my flag will be flown at full staff along with a Trump flag. Kristen Marcus, former county commissioner, candidate for the state house. The best thing Donald Trump can do is get ahead of this and make a big deal about it himself, pointing out the importance of respecting past presidents, regardless of their work while in the White House. Good point. Play the PR, put a different spin on it. Don't allow the liberals to spin it their way. One of the things that I think we're looking at is this process. Always talk about process. Have to understand the process of what we're going to do, what's happening in our country, our state, our communities. The paradigm shift that took place on November 5th, I believe, is just the beginning. I truly believe that there is a revolution taking place in this country. I believe that a lot of people are getting back to religion, especially young people. The decline of abortion in young people, they're becoming more pro-life. I think this woke agenda and how Donald Trump is going to eliminate DEI training in federal government, woke agenda being pushed, it seems like for the last 10 years, especially at the state level, under Governor Gretchen Whitmer, it's all changing. New Secretary of Education coming in, Linda McMahon, going to give it back to the states, possibly end the U.S. Department of Education in Washington, pushing states to be more competitive with what they do with the dollars they get from Washington with regards to education. Competition, it's a good thing. Well, it's showing that there is a sense of a different direction. The pendulum, I'm talking the big pendulum, the federal one. Well, it looks like and feels like it's swinging back towards the right. And when you're going to feel it the most, folks, is in the pocketbook. When the public starts to feel it again, when gas prices hit $2.50 a gallon, probably later this summer of 2025, when taxes are lowered, when they have more money to spend, when the economy starts to get moving again, when trade deals with these foreign countries start favoring America first instead of them, European government already wanting to come and kiss the ring of Donald Trump, Trudeau coming from Canada, his finance minister coming to Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump's not even in an office yet, and he's already having impact. The debt ceiling increase, the federal budget, how they're going to do a full-blown audit of the Pentagon. Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy vowing to find 50% fat duplication and waste in the Pentagon's budget. 9 fiscal audits in a row, they failed with a $975 billion annual budget, $1 trillion a year. It's got to stop. Things have got to go in a new direction. I thank God for 2024. I think this year was a blessing. It was a blessing from God. It was a blessing from the people of America that they finally are starting to wake up and realizing that we have got to take this country in a new direction. Men competing in women's sports. Are you kidding me? The things that they have pushed and that we have allowed and tolerated them to do to our country, it's over. The writing's on the wall. There's a new sheriff in town, and it's coming. And when you start feeling the Trump train at the federal level, it's going to ripple down to the states. And that's why I firmly believe 2026, next election midterm, we will finally get the people with the spine, the ideas, the backbone to fix the state of Michigan. We are not going to become California. As much as Gretchen Whitmer wants to compete with Gavin Newsom to make us California, the Californication of Michigan is not going to happen. So, these are my hopes and prayers for this next year. We hit the ground running tomorrow, New Year's Day. We'll be talking about the game plan, the battle plan for 2025. That's it for 2024. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.